I was scared.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Happy New Year.
Obviously a very important day, and it was about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power. And today I did what I have done my entire career, which is take seriously the oath that I have taken many times to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, which included today performing my constitutional duties to ensure that the people of America, the voters of America, will have their votes counted, that those votes matter, and that they will determine then the outcome of an election. I do believe very strongly that America's democracy is only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. Every single person, their willingness to fight for and respect the importance of our democracy. Otherwise, it is very fragile, and it will not be able to withstand moments of crisis. And today, America's democracy stood.
I don't know how in the world she did that. She is the bravest, most dignified, classy, person that we will run across in the next 4 years. I want to wish you a happy new year, but let's just play along. Okay, let's just, because we know this is not going to work out. We know this is not going to be fun. We know this. Just play along, everybody. Just play along. I mean, Jimmy Carter was the smartest guy in the room. Why do I say that? He checked out before this next 4 years. He checked out. He was like, lived to 100, got my final wish, which was to vote against Donald Trump. And now I'm going to join my wife of 77 years in the afterlife where everything is beautiful and bountiful. I'm done. Smartest guy in the room, everybody. Smartest guy in the room. Just like, so, you know, everybody's saying we have a happy 2025. I'm like,
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, you know, like, let's hope we make it through the next, you know what I'm saying? Like old man 2024, Jimmy Carter, right idea, you know, like fled, left skid marks, out of here, done. And then the baby new year is, already weeping, crying, screaming. It's, very indicative of the days ahead, I think. I don't know. I mean, of course, I wish you a bountiful and prosperous new year. Of course I do. But unless you're Elon Musk and willing to tell people to go get face effed, can you believe he actually had that conversation? Can you believe that? Can you believe he actually decided that he's the president of the United States? He's going to make the call on immigration. He wants H-1B visas because, he needs a new form of slavery or apartheid or whatever you want to call it. And he'll be damned if you're going to deprive him of cheap Indian labor. And that is basically what H-1B visas are all about. 72%, just so you know, 72% of all the recipients of H-1B visas, which go to people with bachelor's degrees in their area of, interest of for work in the United States, they have to have at least a bachelor's degree. And here's the real disgusting part about it. So, and then they have to be sponsored by a corporation. They have to be sponsored by an employer. They have to be sponsored by a company. And that sponsorship includes sort of a pledge that it's more than a pledge, it's a non-compete, that they cannot work for any other company. And in exchange, they enter into a lottery where if their number is drawn, everybody, woo, they're out of, Lahore. They're out of Pakistan. They're out of India. I shouldn't confuse Pakistan and India because, they hate each other. But 72% of all the recipients of H-1B visas are from India. And 71% of all the H-1B visa recipients are Indian men. They're men. 1% are from the Philippines, 12% from China. Just so you know, the lay of the land when it comes to H-1B visas. And of course, Elon wants them, needs them, has to have them because he needs slave labor. And so do all the other billionaires. And this is why I say, you know, if you're Elon Musk, if you're Paul Singer, if you're Harlan Crow, okay, if you're Jeff Bezos, if you're, Zuckerberg, then you have, you're in the cathedral. You're in the game, okay, where you are fighting for, I swear, it's another TV show is what it is. What they want is the ultimate platform, period. That's it. That's all that they want. They want the ultimate platform for controlling the entire earth. They want the platform, and they're willing to fight each other at this point, but they need the slaves to do it. They need the slave labor. And that's why, these corporate titans, I know they're going to have a prosperous, fun new year because they're going to play the game. They're going to enter into the cathedral of, fatality, you know, like the ultimate video game.
Fatality.
Truly. And the first thing they went after, it's not the H-1B visas. That was like the second, third thing. The first thing they went after is purchasing the presidency, right? That was the first thing. And they bought it. They bought that. They bought that man. That man. And so the second thing that they went after is net neutrality. Oh, yes. What the hell is net neutrality? What the hell are you talking about now, Rain? Okay, so I'll tell you. So net neutrality means that nobody is slowed down. Nobody has to sit in traffic because they're not a titan in the internet, on the internet. That's gone now. Well, it's on hold. It's in pause. Because the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals actually decided to weigh in over these festivities, these holidays, and say, I don't know. I don't think net neutrality is a thing. What Biden tried to do, and, you know, Biden is handing off a really spectacular economy. Biden is handing off a spectacular employment number, a spectacular drop in crime, a spectacular number of, immigration down at the border, the southern border. It's all in the black. Everything that Biden did put us on a winning path, and he's handing it off to this man. And this man is going to have to show you what he does with a successful economy again. Okay. Last time he left it worse off than he found it. And people said, okay, some people, less than half, but just less than half of the United States of America voted to make him president again, even knowing what they know. So just keep that in mind that we are a country where almost half of the country voted for the man who left things worse than he found them again. And so now, there's this thing called net neutrality, which means that everybody who, works on the internet, everybody who sells on the internet, everybody who, researches on the internet, gets their information off the internet or plays on the internet, whatever it is, that everyone has the same lane. Everybody occupies the same speed, the same lane. You can charge more for, better technology like fiber optic, versus dial up, let's just say. But, now the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said, oh, no, this is, the net is not a utility. What? No, the net is not a utility. It's not like electricity where everyone must have it. It's not like, any of the utilities and the FCC does not have any say over it. And so we're going to say that net neutrality, meaning everybody has the same speed or not exactly the same speed, but the same lane. Now they want us to sit in traffic, okay? They want everyone to sit in traffic. And I really believe that people who they disagree with, and by them I mean the administration, I think everybody that they disagree with is going to somehow be throttled, and I don't mean physically, I mean just somehow be, throttled down on the internets. You know, like instead of coming in here and, Well, there was a lot of violence this first week of 2025. A lot of violence. And of course, oh my God, Trump blew it. He said that they were immigrants and that this was, confirming.